It was Gemma Jenkins. And tomorrow at the same time, the filmmaker and critic Kevin Jackson looks at Wells's Shakespeare trilogy and crowns him the Prospero of the silver screen. That's at the same time, 10:45, here on BBC Radio 3.
Every year, BBC Music supports thousands of new musicians.
I was 15 when I won the competition. It was the first performance I'd ever done.
From the 2005 Young Chorister of the Year, Laura Wright.
From that moment, suddenly all these doors opened up to me. I definitely wouldn't be in the same position I am now.
To the Young Musician of the Year and a previous winner, Nicola Benedetti.
There's no question about the help that BBC Young Musician of the Year gave me. I'm grateful for it every day.
BBC Music gives new musical talents the platform they deserve. Find out more about all of our schemes at bbc.co.uk/music.
And we're all part of it here on BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM, on digital radio and also in HD sound online. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for the best in contemporary jazz. Jez Nelson is here with tonight's edition of Jazz on 3.
Good evening and welcome along to Jazz on 3. Whether you're listening on FM or digital radio in the UK or indeed online around the world. This Thursday is the 4th annual UNESCO International Jazz Day, a celebration of the music we all love with concerts happening across the world from Uruguay to Rwanda, the Philippines to Nepal. And over the next 90 minutes we've our own United Nations Summit of Jazz and Improvised Music, including a pan-European free-swinging big band led by American composer Wayne Horvitz, a transatlantic trio involving the great German saxophonist Peter Brotzmann, a French band that includes the wonderful piano player Benoit Delbecq, new release selections chosen by our correspondents in Japan and Australia, plus the first play, anywhere on this earth at least, of a new project from the country where it all began. An exclusive play of some new music from a big band led by American trombone player Robin Eubanks coming up a little bit later on. But we start in Norway and with one of Europe's rising jazz stars, the trumpet player Mathias Eich. One of the projects he has is a quintet featuring not one but two drummers. Here's a track from them recorded at last year's Tampere Jazz Festival in Finland, and he makes the most of those two drummers. They start with a kind of stormy feel, but soon they find the groove.
Thank you.
Our first stop on the global jazz tour tonight, recorded at last year's Tampere Jazz Festival in Finland. That's the Matthias Eich Quintet, and a piece called Fly, with Matthias playing trumpet, Andreas Ulvo on keys, Orden Erlien on electric bass, and two drummers, Gard Nilsson and Torstein Lufthus, on that piece. And maybe a slightly obvious comparison to make, but certainly the influence there of Niels Petter Molvær, and put me in mind of the band Spin Marvel, led by Martin France, that recorded a session for Jazz on Through a way back with Niels Petter Molvær. In fact, that session has just been released as a CD. And Matthias himself has a new CD out on ECM. It's called Midwest, and is a tribute to that particular region of the States. This is Jazz on Three with me, Jez Nelson. And as I say, we have a global flavour to this week's show to mark the UNESCO International Jazz Day that is happening this Thursday. And next up, we have music from a group led by an American, but featuring Italians, Germans, Dutch, and even a couple of Brits for good measure. The group was put together by the composer Wayne Horvitz. And Wayne came to global prominence as the keyboard player in John Zorn's Naked City group as part of that New York downtown scene in the 80s and 90s. His European orchestra mixes raucous swing and free interplay. Now listen out for the British players Alex Ward on clarinet and guitar, and Alexander Hawkins on piano, especially in the first of two tracks in this 15-minute set, recorded at the BIM House in Amsterdam last year. So here they are, the Wayne Horvitz European Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
music recorded in the BIM House in Amsterdam last year, the Wayne Horvitz European Orchestra. Wayne himself from the States, the rest of the members of that 13-piece band from Europe, and that's part of our celebrations, our early celebrations of the UNESCO International Jazz Day, which is happening on Thursday. And I think it has a real kind of resonance to it, the fact that there is now an International Jazz Day, because I think there aren't any other musics where you could put together a group like that. I wouldn't mind betting that some of the members of that band met for the first time on the afternoon of that recording, and yet they managed to come together and speak an international language. And still to come tonight, we've more live music from Edward Perot and Peter Brotzman, plus new releases selected by our ears on the ground in Japan and Australia. And one of the many gigs happening in the UK this Thursday for International Jazz Day is a performance by the Human Revolution Orchestra at the Union Chapel in North London, and featuring special guest trombone player Robin Eubanks. And I think a little bit perhaps like that Wayne Horvitz gig, I'm sure that Robin will be arriving the day before or something and getting to rehearse just briefly with the group, but I'm sure it'll be great. I've been a fan of Robin Eubanks for a long while, stretching back to his time with the Dave Holland Quintet in the mid-80s, and fantastic records like The Razor's Edge. So when we heard he was coming over, we gave him a call and he kindly agreed to give us an exclusive play of a track from his new Mass Line Big Band. Just before we hear that, he spoke to us from his home about that project, and I started by asking him about International Jazz Day.
Jazz, although it began as a expression of African-American experience in the United States, it's certainly become a international music, and there's amazing musicians all over the world now playing jazz, so you get different bits of culture from around the planet. And it all adds a very nice spice to the sound of the music. So I'm very excited to be a part of it.
Now, you very kindly mixed a piece of music especially for us to premiere here on Jazz on 3 tonight, a recording with your Mass Line Big Band. We'll talk about the band in a moment, but the piece you've chosen is a piece composed, I think, for your quintet years with Dave Holland.
When I composed it, I was hearing all these other horn parts and all these other counter lines and things going on, but we only had two. It was just Chris Potter and myself. So I'm very happy with it. I mean, even the version that we're playing now, because it's still not finished, I put together a special arrangement of it and mix of it specifically for this interview.
Yeah, well, thank you for doing that. And I mean, quite a lineup. The band, just mention a couple of people in this group.
Antonio Hart, Antonio on alto, Marcus Strickland on tenor, Lou Soloff, who we just recently lost, unfortunately, playing lead trumpet, and Nate Smith on drums. I'm a professor at Oberlin College Conservatory, so there's some Oberlin students in each section, and still looking forward to hearing the final the final result.
Well, thank you very much again, Robin, for mixing this especially for Jazz on 3. And we look forward to your concert, which is happening this coming Thursday at the Union Chapel in Islington. Even if you don't know some of the players, I can tell you, Robin, you've got a great lineup. Amongst those joining Robin in the Human Revolution Orchestra will be Byron Wallen, Sean Corby, who's the artistic director, as well as people like Martin Speak and Jason Yard and Dennis Baptiste. So it should be a good concert. Let's have a listen to this piece then, mixed especially for Jazz on 3, the world premiere of a new recording from Robin Eubanks and the Mass Line Big Band. This is Full Circle. Thank you. First listen to some new music recorded by the American trombone player Robin Eubanks and his all-star Mass Line big band. That piece called Full Circle, and the album will be released in September. Thank you very much to Robin for sharing that with us. And you can see Robin performing with the Human Revolution Orchestra, which includes the likes of Byron Wallen, Jason Yard, Dennis Baptiste and Noel Langley. They'll be performing Ode to the Human Spirit at the Union Chapel in North London this coming Thursday the 30th, which is International Jazz Day. You're listening to Jazz on 3, and there are plenty of other International Jazz Day gigs happening around the UK this Thursday, including the opening night of the Ribble Valley Jazz Festival, featuring Mike Walker and Stuart McCullum, two guitar players who have a really nice album out at the moment. The City of Derry Jazz and Big Band Festival has an improvising trio featuring Alan Niblock, Rachel Mousson and Roger Turner playing on their opening night. And there's a special concert at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, including Fraser Fifield and Graham Stephen. And you can also check out an all-star global concert that's being streamed live this Thursday from the International Jazz Day host city of Paris. That features musicians such as Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter and Dee Bridgewater. So do check that out this Thursday. And it's to France that we turn now for our next international selection, and the percussionist Edouard Perret Perrault's Thin Aesthetic Trip. It's a quartet featuring the piano player Benoit Delbecq, who's someone that we've been big fans on this show of for a long time now. Also in the group is the trumpet player Bart Maris, who we featured a few weeks back when we had a spotlight on the Belgian jazz scene. And we're going to hear two tracks. The first has a really nice kind of loping groove. The second has really beautiful, delicate textures, and it's a sort of great example of a school of European jazz that draws heavily on classical chamber music. So recorded last summer at the Jazzdoor Strasbourg Berlin Festival in Berlin, here are two pieces by Edouard Perrault's Thin Aesthetic Trip. Thank you.
Thank you. Dankeschön, merci. Synesthetic trip.
The international jazz world is full of nice surprises like that one. A new name to me, Edouard Perrault. He's a percussionist, and that was his group Synesthetic Trip, featuring a couple of names that I do know and like. Benoit Delbecq on the piano and Bart Maris on the trumpet. The double bass was played by Arnaud Cuisinier. And they've an album out called Beyond the Predictable Touch. That's on Quark Records, coming out in May. There they were, recorded at the Jazzdoor Strasbourg Berlin Festival. You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jez Nelson, celebrating the UNESCO International Jazz Day this week. It's happening on Thursday the 30th. And coming up in just a few minutes, we've music from one of the finest improvisers on the planet, German saxophonist Peter Brotzmann, with his new trio with Vibes player Jason Adashevitz, who's a wonderful player. and the UK drummer Steve Noble. But just before that, we thought to make this a truly international affair, we should reach beyond the States and Europe. And Japan has a lively free improv scene, so we put some feelers out there to see what's happening. And the Japanese journalist Shiro Matsuo got in touch, recommending a new album by someone that in fact has played and recorded with Peter Brotsman before, the koto player Michio Yagi and her partner in crime drummer Tamaya Honda. Here's Shiro to introduce a track from their new album.
How do you imagine the jazz sound played by koto, Chinese origin stringed instrument? Michio, she knows the traditional forms and at the same time sees adventurous enough to do so-called free jazz. When Michio met Tamaya, the drummer, he was still young and he was a rough diamond, and playing together these 10 years, he made a remarkable progress, I think. Album title Dojo means a training room or exercising room of Japanese martial arts. I think it's symbolizing of their musical relationship of battle or cooperation. We'll be right back.
Wow, it's almost unbelievable that all of that music was made by just two players. They were Michio Yagi on the koto and Tamaya Honda on the drums, and a real diversity of sounds from that koto, almost electronic at parts, sounded like a piano at different times. That was the recommendation of the Japanese journalist Shiro Matsuo. And that piece was called Wither from an album called Dojo, and that was released on Idiolect Records. And amazingly, it was voted Jazz Album of the Year last year in the Japanese Pop Music Monthly Music Magazine. So obviously got great taste over there. Stay tuned to the end of the show for another international recommendation from the other side of the world. A beautiful piece selected by Australian bass player Lloyd Swanton. And do let us know if you've recommendations of new music coming out from places that maybe we don't cover as much as we should here on Jazz on 3. You can email me jazzon3@bbc.co.uk or tweet at @bbcjazzon3. Well, as I mentioned, Michio has recorded with the German improvising saxophonist Peter Brotzmann before, and it's to Peter's new trio that we turn now. Of course, Brotzmann has been around as one of the heaviest, hardest-blowing players on the scene since the 1960s when he exploded with that album Machine Gun. And his new group is really intriguing. It features the American vibes player Jason Adashevitz. And I saw Jason at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival a few years ago and completely blew my mind. So very exciting to hear these two together, especially when the trio is completed by the British drummer Steve Noble. Here's a 12-minute improvisation from their performance at the Jazz in Martin Schlüssel Festival in Vienna last year. There's just so much experience and pain and travel and history in the saxophone voice of German player Peter Brotzmann there, with a trio featuring the American vibes player Jason Adashevitz and the British drummer Steve Noble. A piece called Mouth on Moth, recorded at the Jazz in Martin Schlossel Festival in Vienna last year. And that's almost it for this week and our tour around the world of jazz in celebration of the UNESCO International Jazz Day, which happens this Thursday. Stay tuned though for a closing piece tonight, something beautiful from Australia. Just wanted to mention that the Cheltenham Jazz Festival happening over the bank holiday weekend, and Jamie Cullum will be looking ahead to that over on his BBC Radio 2 show later tonight, Tuesday night, and he'll also be there in person for a special live show this coming Saturday afternoon, again on BBC Radio 2. And the lineup for that festival includes American saxophonist Joe Lovano and his Village Rhythms Band. They're also at Ronnie Scott's in London this coming Thursday and Friday. And you can hear them on Jazz on 3 next month, as we'll be down to record the first night of their stay at Ronnie's. Really looking forward to that. Next week on Jazz on 3, we'll be joining in with Radio 3's Young Artist Day, which is going to be shining a spotlight on British musicians under the age of 25. We've recording of a performance by the Tomorrow's Warriors Youth Orchestra. You can hear that at the usual time of 11 o'clock next Monday here on Radio 3. So we'll end tonight with music from almost as far away as you can get from the UK. We asked the Australian bass player and sometime radio presenter Lloyd Swanton of The Next to recommend something new from Down Under. From me, Jez Nelson, good night, and I'll leave you with Lloyd Swanton to introduce his Australian selection.
I was particularly taken by a recent release by accordionist and keyboard and piano player Gary Daly entitled Sanctuary, which is a suite of music he wrote. It was triggered by his mother's decline with Alzheimer's, and he's written an extremely haunting and beautiful suite of music. Gary's written really beautiful motifs and brought out some amazing textures which touch on there's some unison octaves for the string players which almost sound Middle Eastern, and he's got Tunji Baya, who is an extraordinary South Indian percussionist, and also his son James on the mandolin. As a jazz musician, I have a personal impression that there's often a bit of a tendency towards over-complexity, and it's really heartening to hear that Gary has a knack of writing very simple, memorable and haunting melodies.